Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Snowplow Show, sponsored by Andrew Christensen. Thanks for the support, Andrew. I'm really behind on shows this week. I'm sorry. It's been a busy week for me, and it's not my fault. Well, yeah, it's kind of my fault, but I don't know. I blame Andrew. Maybe I'll do a show this weekend to make up for it. Something amazing has happened since the last show. A guy named Lee ordered a Safeway cake, and the cake says, "Tell your kids to shut the fuck up." And he even got the cake lady to replace the flour on the cake with the cactus. And she did a really horrible job. You can tell the icing's all messed up. And she drew a cactus with the icing. Lee is the only one to do the homework assignment that I assigned last week, or whenever that was. So thank you, Lee. Somebody else did Photoshop me a cake. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. It's in my email still. It's from Palindrome. Palindrome made a fake cake. Well, I think it's fake. It's a cake, and it says, "This is not a fake PLA cake," Palindrome says. That's what it says in a perfect font. I'm onto your tricks, Palindrome. You can't fool me. But anyway, I posted a picture of the cake on facebook.com/snowplowshow, and I guess I'll probably put the picture on phonelosers.org as the image for this show. So if you want to see a cake that Lee made at Safeway and actually went and picked up so he could take a picture of it, it's posted on the website. And it's a small round cake. I bet you he didn't pay more than $10 for that. So all of you people out there that have $10 to spare, probably more like, you know, $8, cakes are cheap. Go make a crazy PLA cake and pick it up and take a picture of it. Better yet, order the cake, go and take a look at it at the bakery and take a picture of it and then say, "Fuck this, I'm not paying for this. You keep your stupid shitty cake," and then just walk out. That's what you should do. And then you don't have to pay anything. And you get to be a huge asshole. It's more like a prank this way. Thanks, Lee. You're the best student out there. Everyone else fails. You all fail the Snowplow Show. Failures for not making cakes for me. I think every November, from this point forward, every November, every day of November, the entire month of November should be Cake Month. Because November is sort of the PLA's birthday month, I think. We've been around for 20 years now, so every November, especially this November though, and you only have a week left, you all need to make cakes. Call up your local grocery store or Dairy Queen and make a cake. That's what I command you all to do. In other news, and I know I've mentioned this very, very briefly on the last show, but the coins are done. The PLA coins. The 2014 commemorative coins. I don't know if I even ever mentioned this on a show before, because originally I was going to make this like a Christmas surprise for the Patreon people, and it was just going to show up in their envelopes, in their monthly envelopes that I send out. But it turns out the coin company was super fast with the order and got them shipped out within a couple weeks, and I received the coins in the mail, and I couldn't resist posting pictures on Instagram and everything, because I was so goddamn excited about these coins. But yeah, there are coins now, PLA coins. They are metal, brass, they're polished silver. And this past week, I've sent coins out to close to 100 people. I still have some envelopes to mail out here. They're all international Patreon people that I haven't mailed things out to yet, because I'm just completely broke. The shipping to mail all of these coins has been insane. So I'm just sort of out of money now, right now. But yeah, on Monday or Tuesday, I'm going to mail out the rest of these envelopes. All of these international people. I'm sorry, overseas people. I just, a little bit later on yours, but they will be mailed out soon. You will have your coins. And of course, this is phase one to PLA becoming a sovereign nation. which is going to be really convenient for all of us once we're a sovereign nation. If you want a coin, though, and you're not on Patreon, and by Patreon I mean $5 and above level Patreon, no offense to the smaller donators of $1 and $3 and stuff, but I just can't afford to send coins to everyone. But if any of you want coins, and you're not on Patreon, and, you know, one's not on the way in the mail, then just go to phonelosers.org/store, and I put the coins up there, and you can just buy a coin. They're only $60 each, but they only go up in value. No, I'm just kidding. They're $10 each, which is really expensive, but it's not when you compare it to $60, right? $10 is a bargain. So I'm pretty excited about these coins. I'm glad they're done. They look really amazing. They say Roy, New Mexico on them, and they say 2014. And these are basically limited edition, because I doubt I'm going to make any more that say 2014, since 2014's almost over. But, without a doubt, I'm going to be making a 2015 coin, and I'm going to ask for everyone's feedback. After you see the 2014 coin, we're going to start up a discussion somewhere. Maybe on the PLA forums, or the PLA Facebook. And we're going to discuss improvements that could be made to the coins for the 2015 edition. These coins are awesome, but there is definitely room for improvement on them. So we're all going to design it together for next year. I have a request from a guy who calls himself Brown Magic. Best name ever. He says a few weeks ago he sent a prank request for his neighbor slash apartment complex, and I had to look that up, and I did try and call it before, I just wasn't getting an answer, so I'm going to try it again today. But he wanted to give me an update. He says, today a minivan drove into my living room, and he attached pictures of what his living room looks like after a minivan drives into it. And it didn't drive into it, but it pretty much caved in an entire wall and window section in. It's pretty awesome looking pictures. And he has the name and the address of the lady who drove her minivan into his apartment, but he doesn't have the phone number. And I tried to look up the phone number, and I can't find the phone number using White Pages or my other thing that I use. So I don't know what to do with this. You know, it sounds like it would be awesome if I could call this lady pretending to be the apartment complex, tell her something wacky, but we don't have her number. So I don't know what to do. Brown Magic also says he loves the show. His girlfriend and him listen to every show. He's a disabled vet with PTSD, and sometimes when I want to go on a killing spree, I listen to the Snowplow Show, and it makes me happy again. So I'm literally a lifesaver. Add that to my resume, he says. He also says he sends me $15.01 per month via Patreon, so he pays my salary, and he commands me to make this happen, even though I don't have the phone number. So I don't know what to do. I don't have the phone number. I'm going to look at your other requests, and I guess I'll call your apartment complex. Let me quickly read what this says. This says, my neighbor is an African immigrant. She deep fries fish almost daily, stinking up the whole building. She used to dump the used oil down the drain until she backed up the sewer for the entire building. Then she started dumping it out her kitchen window, causing the apartment complex to have to replace the entire front patio of the building. Once she went on vacation for 2 weeks and turned off her refrigerator and caused the whole building to smell like death. There is so much more, but you get the point. And he gives me this lady's name and her husband's name. He says she has random roommates during the time that he's away. He tells me which apartment he's in, so please don't use that apartment.
Apartment rentals, this is Aaron speaking.
Hello, I have a question. I'm a tenant here at the complex.
Sure. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Kevin. I'm Gladys's roommate.
Okay, what's up?
And, well, we had a van that crashed into the wall recently.
Yes.
And it damaged my water reservoir in the bedroom. Like, so it's leaking pretty,
okay.
It's leaking pretty bad. Like, we have the entire bedroom as one giant water reservoir.
Okay, Kevin, are you home right now?
Yeah, but I can't really come to the door because I'm trying to repair this water reservoir. I'm afraid the whole thing's just going to collapse, and I mean, that's like an entire room full of water.
Okay, Kevin, let me call my facilities director and tell him to come over immediately, and if you can't enter, then I will have him enter the apartment to check out what's going on, okay?
Well, no, I don't want him to come in. There's things around. I really just don't want him to see what's around here right now. But,
Hold on 1 second, Kevin.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Melanie. How may I help you?
Hello.
Hi. So,
tell me kind of what you're experiencing. So there's a whole bunch of water in your apartment?
Yeah, well, no, we have a water reservoir in the apartment. It's to help with the electricity. Because we just
like
use
your own personal one.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the bedroom is pretty much the bedroom is completely filled with water, top to bottom, like it's a big plastic tank. But when we had that van crash recently, it put a crack in the tank, so it's starting to leak out a bunch.
I follow you. Okay, the way that the person who answered the phone. I think understood it as like it was like our hot water tank, if you will.
Oh, no, this is our own personal tank. We're using it to. I have a water turbine running, and so pretty much I let the water pay for our electricity because our water is free here.
Yeah, right.
So
that, now you have a crack in it.
Yeah, and there's a crack in it, so I'm worried it's going to flood all the other apartments.
Yeah, me too. How does one fix a water reservoir?
I don't know. I've never done anything like this.
Okay. Would you mind if... I know when Aaron had asked, you said that you wouldn't want anybody to come over. Would it be okay if I just pop in there, though, for like 30 seconds?
Oh, no. Because we have a whole lab set up here in the living room. And Gladys told me not to let anyone see it. I don't know what it's for.
You have a lab set up in the living room?
Yeah, she's into science. It's weird. I don't know. But I'm told just to watch it, and if a certain thing heats up too much, I have to turn it down. But our water reservoir is the real problem, because we don't get we get free electricity by running the water constantly in here.
Sure, right.
You know, we have like we've rerouted the plumbing from the bathtub into this water reservoir.
Rerouted the plumbing.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say this, and I know Gladys said she doesn't want anybody in there, but per the lease agreement, sir, my concern is that if that water reservoir breaks, that entire basement floor, if you will, or the first floor of McPherson will be flooded.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
That would mess up the lab. That completely mess up the lab.
That would mess up the lab, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want that. But I'm taking care of it. I've got some Gorilla Glue. I'm kind of gluing
Gorilla
up all
glue.
The... Yeah, I'm gluing up all the cracks.
In the
side?
Sure. I still, though, sir, the concern of something flooding is something that I would consider an emergent situation that allows me to enter the apartment at any time.
Well,
right?
I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn the valve to, like, drain it all into the bathtub.
You're going to drain it all into the bathtub?
Yeah, and then I'll refill it after I fix
and
the cracks.
Well, I wouldn't...
From the inside.
Okay. What time is Gladys coming home?
Oh, who knows with her?
Okay.
She's usually here in the evenings at some point to cook me dinner.
To cook you dinner?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. What was your first name? I'm really sorry.
Oh, my name is Kevin.
Kevin, okay.
Yes, I'm her stepson.
You're her stepson?
Yep.
Okay. Who else is home with you right now, Kevin?
Oh, it's just me right now. But I have the door, it's barricaded.
The door is barricaded.
Yeah, and we changed the locks, too. You can't really come in right now. I'm sorry, it's just not a good time.
And you changed the locks.
Yeah, we had to change the locks because we let this one guy borrow our key and...
Do we have a copy of that key? Okay, so at first that was very nice, Kevin. Now I'm just starting to get a little frustrated. You can't change the locks without bringing us in a key. Now I'm getting a little bit more irritated because you have something called a water reservoir and a lab. The water reservoir is something that could flood the entire first floor of the apartment building, but I can't get in even if it does and you guys aren't at home because I don't have a key.
It's not our fault because that van crashed into the wall and, it, you know, just the vibrations
the van crashed into the wall
cracked it.
I know what crashed your... Yes.
So, we're trying to make hydrogen to help power...
Yeah. Yes, I'm coming over there, okay?
We can sell power...
Whether you let me in or not. If not, then I'm going to be calling the law enforcement. So I'll be over there in a few minutes.
No, you're not. You have no rights to do that. And
I absolutely do. You just told me that an entire water reservoir has the potential of leaking because it's cracked.
Well, it is leaking.
That water...
That's what I'm saying. But I'm using Gorilla Glue to seal up the cracks. And we're just trying to make
Gorilla
enough power. We want to sell power back to the electric company.
You want to sell power back to the electric company?
Yes. Because we make enough electricity through the water reservoir and through this hydrogen lab.
Yeah, I understand. Right.
We just have to leave our water running 24 hours a day to go through the reservoir.
You have to leave the water running 24 hours a day.
Yeah, because then it goes through a turbine and everything. We've got it all set up under the cabinets and stuff.
Right, yeah. Okay. All right. So what was the reason for calling if I can't enter your apartment, Kevin?
Well, I wasn't sure if you guys had any suggestions other than Gorilla
Glue. More Gorilla Glue? Right. So... I really have to get my maintenance guy in there. I know with the lab in the living room and the you know, flame going under the whatever that you don't want me to go in.
That's
there.
The turbine.
You have the door barricaded. The turbine, yes.
Yeah. Does he have a hazmat suit of his own?
Does he have a hazmat suit? Why would one need a hazmat suit? Now I'm starting to get irritated again, Kevin. Why would one need a hazmat suit to enter your apartment?
He doesn't.
Okay.
He doesn't.
I have somebody at the window, sir.
At the window?
Why
don't they use the fucking
right
door?
Back, okay?
Why are they at the window? People come to your window?
Have you? Yeah, they're at my window.
That's weird. What the fuck?
Okay. I'm going to hang up with you now, Kevin.
Hey, he doesn't need the hazmat suit. You're making fun of me at this point.
You're the one, sir, who said, do you have a hazmat suit? You're the one who just asked me.
No, I was asking if the maintenance guy had a hazmat suit.
For what purpose, then, sir?
Just don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
So don't
well,
worry.
I'm going to hang up with you now, and we're gonna take care of this. All right.
Okay.
Thank
well, you're
you.
Not coming over because I don't even have pants on.
I don't even have pants.
I know I was hinting at kind of a meth lab thing set up in there at first, but I thought better of it and turned it into a hydrogen lab, which is much better, right? That's not nearly as scary to an apartment manager. Okay, it's been about 15 minutes since I called her through the magic of pre-recorded shows, so I'm going to give her a call back.
Apartment Rentals, this is Aaron speaking.
Hello, I have a question about my drainage here in my unit. I live in apartment.
Okay, which apartment are you in?
Number one.
Okay, what's your question?
Oh, well, I'm trying to drain this water reservoir into the bathtub, and it seems like there's a bunch of oil in the drain. And, you know, my scientific instruments are detecting a large amount of oil in the drain.
Is my manager still over there? Is a maintenance man still over there?
We won't let him in. No, she's...
You won't let them into the apartment?
Right, yeah. No, we've changed the locks and I have the door barricaded. I'm just trying to figure out... I'm trying to drain the water reservoir into my bathtub. So could you tell them to stop knocking? Because it's really irritating.
They're trying to enter so they can... try and assess the situation at hand. I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot help you with this situation because I'm not aware of what's going on.
Hey, I told them they can't come over. So, you know, can you like call their cell or something and just tell them to come back?
Come back when if you will not allow them to enter, sir?
No, I mean come back to your place. I really don't want them inside.
Okay, I will try and talk with my general manager and see what we can do.
All right. Is there any way I can
right,
be connected to the lady knocking at my door right now? Can you transfer me to her cell? Oh, can you just give me her cell number? I'll just call her directly.
It's...
Uh-huh.
218.
Okay. I'm going to call her up and just tell her off.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Oh, no. I don't know what to say because she's in the apartment.
Hello, this is Melanie.
Hello, Melanie. This is James from Verizon Wireless. I understand you've been having some problems with your service.
Wait a second. Verizon? No? All right, listen. And listen up. Because
okay.
I'm not doing this bullshit. You prank office or prank call the office. You prank call my cell phone now, right?
No,
I don't
no,
have
ma'am.
Time,
I'm calling.
Nor do I have the patience for this. So things are easily traceable.
Oh, shit.
And you're screwing with the wrong freaking person, man.
Oh, I don't believe that.
You don't believe that.
I don't know. It sounds like you think you're really important. I mean, what are you going to do? What do you mean by wrong person? What's that supposed to mean?
So tell me something. What is your actual name? Is it James? Is it Kevin? What is it?
Well, this is Kevin.
Yeah, right. Well, about 3 minutes ago, you just introduced yourself from James from Verizon. So,
oh no, I think you're hearing things.
Oh, I'm hearing things, right? Yeah. Just like the hazmat suit, right?
What are you talking about, hazmat suit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can I help you?
I don't know. What do you mean by I'm messing with the wrong person? What's that mean? I'm confused about that.
I'm just saying I have zero time for your bullshit.
Oh, okay. So, I thought you were making it sound like you're really important and that nobody should mess with you because...
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. Tell me what you need, though.
Oh, nothing. I'll let you go. Did you go into the apartment?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Sure.
Thanks for that.
Anytime. I love to make landlords illegally enter tenants' apartments. It's hilarious.
Well, fortunately for us, we actually have good folks who, when we say that we're concerned about the well-being of other people in the building, they let us into the apartment. So, thankfully, we didn't go barging in.
Oh, damn it.
Right. Unfortunately for
next time. Oh, sorry, what's unfortunate for me?
What part? I said, unfortunately for you, I'm going to figure out who you are.
Nope.
There's got to be a reason why you find this appropriate.
Oh, it's just a completely random thing. I call apartments all over the country. Don't feel so singled out. You're not that important.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just something I do to kill time, you know.
Yeah, that's good. I think you gotta find something else because, you know, we actually take the safety of our residents and everybody in the apartments surrounding the apartments that could have potentially dangerous and hazardous things in them.
Aren't you happy now that there's no problem? I mean, you thought you were going to have to deal with the big problem today, but now you don't. And it's like you get a day off.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, you have a great day there.
Okay, you
Kevin.
Too. You too. I can never get anyone to agree to that point that I'm always trying to make. Have you guys noticed that? Because I've brought that up a lot. And you'd think they'd be grateful because, you know, they're having a nice, normal, easy day. And then I present them with this amazing, crazy challenge, horror story type thing. And for a good 10 minutes or so, they are just terrified about all this shit that they've got to deal with. Like, mentally, they're just preparing for the worst. You know, holy crap, we've got some weirdo living in this lady's apartment that's filled up a bedroom with water, and it's leaking, and there's a laboratory in the living room. But then they find out it was a prank, and they're suddenly set free from all of this burden. How can they not feel like that's the best thing ever? Because really, it's like getting a day off. You think you've got all this shit to do, and then suddenly you don't. It's like a gift. I'm giving these people a gift. Why don't they like my gifts? You know, it's like if I tell you your kid's dead, and then I'm like, LOL, just kidding. Your kid's not dead. They should be happy about that. I've never done that prank, by the way. I've never told anyone their kid's dead. I guess that was a bad example. But yeah, I just don't get it. Why can't they just be happy? Why don't they like my gifts? Nobody likes my gifts. So when I did that phone call, that was yesterday. Today is Saturday. I made that call on Friday. And I was a little worried for the guy that submitted this. Brown Magic. I didn't want Brown Magic to get evicted or anything, so I sent him a warning. I emailed him back, and I'm just like, you know, I think your landlord's out to figure out who did this. So be prepared, you know, because I had inside information. I knew Gladys's name, I knew about the van crash. But he responded this morning. He says, "Hey Brad, can't wait to hear the call. Thought you'd like to know that the apartment manager went door to door demanding to know if someone named Kevin has been living there." And he didn't tell me any details about his whole interaction with that thing. But he says, "Thanks, you made my year." So Brown Magic approves of this prank. Thanks for sending this in, Brown Magic. That was fun. I liked knowing about the van thing, and you know, that I could incorporate that into the whole thing. Into my gift, you know, I could incorporate that into my gift to that lady. The gift that she did not appreciate. Hey, look, it's a check-in. A guy has checked in at a tanning bed. Let's call him up and see if I can get them to pull him out of a tanning bed. He's probably in there naked right now. And they'll be like, "Oh, get dressed. You have a phone call."
"Hey, you're calling Levine Tanning."
"Hello, I was calling to talk to a customer who's there. His name's Gary."
"Customer there named Gary."
"Yeah, he should have just come
in." "Where are you calling from?"
"I'm here in Levine."
"Okay. And you're calling to talk to a customer named Gary?
Yeah, is there any way to have him come to the phone?
Sure. What do you want to tell him?
I'll just mention that it's really important. It's Roy calling.
He's at the tanning salon?
Yeah, he's in there right now.
Okay. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, who's this?
Gary.
Oh, okay. Did they pull you out of the tanning bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling from the corporate office with Living Tanning.
Okay.
Were you completely naked tanning, or did you have shorts on?
I had my thong on.
Oh, okay. Are you wearing your thong out there in the lobby?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. But I guess that's kind of normal there, right?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Well, it's not that hilarious, I guess. It's hilarious to me, because I've never been to a tanning place before.
Who is this?
My name is Roy.
Well, hello, Roy.
Hi. I just needed to let you know about a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
You know, we have those tanning beds that are configured to scan your bodies, you know, like in Star Trek, for all kinds of diseases and problems and whatever. You know?
Okay.
And that we've discovered an anomaly.
Okay.
You have a uterus.
Yay, I can have babies.
Well, no. You don't have all the parts. You just have a uterus.
Oh. Damn.
So don't get too excited. But yeah, basically you're a woman.
Well, sometimes.
Well, that's all I needed then. I'll let you get back to the tanning.
Thank you.
Sure, anytime. Have a nice day.
You too.
Well, he wasn't very talkative. It was hard to hear him, and he sounded like the guy that I talked to at first. Maybe it was the guy. Maybe he was just pulling one over on me. That was pointless. Whatever. I don't care. Here is a guy that's checked into another place that I associate with females. It's called it's called Star Hair and Nails. Well, it's a hair salon. I guess that's not a female thing exactly, but I don't know. I thought it was a salon. Anyway, let's see if he's there. He just checked in. Oh, look, he left a review on the Yelp page. It says, "I've been coming here for the past 10 years. Kenny and his sister are awesome. They do it all here. The ladies, along with their hairstyling, love their mani and pedicures. Kenny, with his engaging personality, likes making me look 20 years younger," so he says. Wow, this guy has a crush on Kenny. Let's call him up.
Hello, Sinos.
Hello, could I talk to a customer who's in there right now? His name's John.
Who you want to talk to?
John. You know John? He should be in there right now. Getting
John,
somebody
talk to you.
Getting a pedicure.
Me? You're kidding me.
Your name's John, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mark from the corporate office with Star Hair and Nails.
Yes.
And there's a bit of a problem. We noticed on your Yelp review of our company, you only gave 4 stars out of 5. So what's the problem?
No problem.
Well, why would you only give four stars?
I'm at the shop right now as we speak. So you're not in the corporate office.
Yeah, well, the corporate office isn't located here at the shop, stupid. No, what I'm saying is you've only given 4 stars out of 5.
This? Who is this?
I'm from the corporate office. My name is Kevin.
Kevin. Yeah, talk to Kenny.
No, I don't want to talk to Kenny. Kenny's a motherfucker.
I only give you 4 stars. I give you 5 stars. He's from Yelp. He's from Star. Star Hair Nail Corporate Office. Your corporate office. Your boss.
What? Hello?
Hello, Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, I think he misunderstood me. I'm calling from Yelp.
Uh-huh.
From the Yelp corporate office.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, well, because of John, John didn't leave you enough stars. And because there's not enough stars, we're going to have to take down your Yelp listing.
Oh, don't worry, you got to do it again.
No, we're banning you from Yelp. You're not allowed to use Yelp anymore because of your low rating.
Oh, I cannot do that?
No, you can't use Yelp. You can't use Foursquare. If you have any Yelp or Foursquare stickers in your window, you got to take those out. Remove those, or we'll sue.
All right, don't worry about it. Thank you.
We'll sue your ass.
All right.
Yeah, and then you'll be sorry. Also,
it's
Kenny.
Okay.
Kenny. Kenny.
What?
You also need to throw John out of the store. Because this is...
Yeah, I tell him right now.
No, no, make him leave. Make him go. Tell him he's not welcome back, because he made your Yelp too low, and now you don't have Yelp anymore.
All right. I kick him out right now. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, your business is probably going to fail without Yelp.
Oh, really? That's incredible if they actually behave like that.
I don't understand.
Hey, I can hear John in the background. You didn't kick him out yet.
Why do you want to kick him out, man? He's my brother.
I'm with Yelp, and, you know...
Oh, I know you're from Yelp.
No, you don't know that. He could be some asshole on the phone.
That's all right, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, tell John to shut the fuck up. Okay, maybe John didn't have a crush. Maybe it's just his brother. Just complimenting his brother, that's all. Aw, look, on the review, there's a picture of Kenny and John, and Kenny's holding a hairdryer, John's sitting in the barber chair, they both have awkward smiles, and he really did do 4-star review, not 5-star, which is a pretty horrible thing to do if it's your brother's hair salon. What the hell, John, you're kind of a dick. Those two calls were also recorded yesterday, Friday, and just because I'm sure you guys are really concerned about this, but I still have the Yelp page pulled up for John. And he never changed his stars. He's still giving 4 stars out of 5 to his brother Kenny. Never even changed it, not even after that phone call. What a jerk. I think it's time for a few voicemails. 3 voicemails. No more than 3 voicemails. That's what we're going
to
do.
Hey, Brad. I love your show. I was just listening to your podcast. I'm driving. And I thought it would be hilarious if I had just listened to the show where you said it was like you were trying to sell like an old lady a coin-operated phone. But I thought that since it was a splash, like a medical alert, it would be hilarious if you told people that they were buying a coin-operated medical alert so that they have to put in a coin in order to alert people to medical emergencies.
Yeah.
I think that would be hilarious. Bye.
Next time I fuck with old people that are about to die about their medical alert things, I'll definitely do that. People give me a lot of shit, by the way, on YouTube for pranking old people. I just don't understand it. They think it's bad that I prank old people. They think it's bad when I kill Mrs. Cotton, for example. But no, like, I think the prank calls, they keep these old people's minds working. I think I'm preventing Alzheimer's by making these calls. Because it presents their brains with new challenges that they have to solve. Right? Right? It's a gift. It's a gift I'm giving these old people by prank calling them. They're just happy to have someone to talk to, even if the person is being a dick. You're welcome, old people.
Hi, Brad. This is Mr. Miyagi.
Giving them the gift of life, goddammit.
The universe needs you to connect with it. So in order to achieve that,
you must smoke weed, right?
Speak less and prank more.
Okay.
And in the end, you will have everything you desire.
Yay. You should have called me Arby-san to make it more authentic. All right, here's a really long voicemail. This will be the last one.
Hi, PLA. This is Nempt from YouTube, probably better known as the Pizzas on the Grill guy. A few months back...
You and your goddamn comments all over the YouTubes about Pizzas on the Grill.
Named an episode, the Pizzas on the Grill show, and it made my day. I loved it. Anyway,
I can't believe I didn't mention you when I named that. Because I do see every single post that happens on YouTube. I see every single post you make about Pizzas on the Grill.
Originally going to ask you to make some Pizzas on the Grill related calls, but the more I thought about it, the more it seemed like it wouldn't get any funny replies. We may just have to accept that movie theater Pizza Hut call was lightning in a bottle. Anyway, one of my favorite things you do on the show...
I thought you were just being sarcastic all that time. I thought you hated it.
...is when you play the ba-dum-tish rimshot sound effect after a joke. It always gets me. I always laugh when you do it. What I think would be funny is if you use the dun-dun-dun sting sound effect when someone mentions calling the cops or tracking a number or anything along those lines.
I do sometimes.
I'm a huge fan of the show. Thanks for making them. Keep doing what you're doing.
I used it on the last show when someone said the N-word. I did used to use that sound effect more often than I do now. I need to bring it back. I agree. I will try to incorporate that into calls more often, because Nimt says so, whatever your name is. And if any of you are wondering what he's talking about, on pretty much any video you look at on youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. Look at the comments in any video, and you're going to see at least one comment about pizzas being on the grill. This guy is obsessed with some prank call I did about 12 years ago to a movie theater manager. I should play that call right now, just for that guy. I'm going to play that call. I think it's a short call. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play an old prank. This is from 2002 or 2003. This is when we took over the phone lines of a movie theater, me and Murdoch did. And for 3 or 4 hours, we just sat there and took their phone calls. We hijacked the recording line of the movie theater. So people would call in to hear the recording, to hear the times that all the movies started. Keep in mind, this is back in 2003. The internet was still sort of new. Not all of the movie theater times were on the internet and on a bunch of different apps that you can look at. We were still living in the dark ages of newspapers back then. So if you wanted to know what time a movie started at a local movie theater and you didn't have a newspaper, you would call the phone number, the movie theater's phone number, to hear all the times. Dark, dark ages. Some of us still had dial-up back then.
Hi there.
Who is this?
This is Pizza Hut. Did you get a wrong number?
This is not Pizza Hut.
I am too, Pizza Hut.
No, you're not.
I've got pizzas on the grill right now, right in front of me.
Pizza in the on the grill. Excuse me, pizza don't cook on a grill.
Oh, you're smarter than me then.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot for not knowing how to cook a pizza.
I have cops out my building, 3 cop cars, and they're going to... You can get in jail for this.
I can get in jail?
You can be put in jail for threatening people.
You don't speak very well. Is that why you're working there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Apparently, at least I don't threaten people.
I didn't threaten anyone.
Yes, you did.
Did not.
People are calling me, and you're threatening people.
No, I'm not.
Who should I believe, you or them?
Probably me. I'm pretty trustworthy.
Yeah, right.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Wow, I didn't set that prank up very well. But that was the manager calling in, and that was around the end of the night for us. We'd spent hours talking to every customer that called in, and the movie theater was finally starting to realize that somebody's answering their calls, and it's not them. So that was the manager calling in, calling the phone line in her own building, and I'm picking up, hundreds of miles away, probably thousands of miles away. Good times. But come on. YouTube commenter guy, was that even that funny? That wasn't that funny of a call. I chopped off the last half of it because it was boring me. I think it's funny that even back then, people were still making up that we were threatening them. I never make threats on phone calls. I know better. But nope, the customers that we talked to, they would show up at the movie theater and say, "Hey, somebody threatened me on your phone line." Yeah, that's what'll get me a free movie pass if I say they threatened me. Fucking people. A completely anonymous person, he didn't even make up a name on the submission form, it's just blank, it's empty. He wants me to call some girl named Sydney. He says she just moved in with a guy named David, and I think it'd be funny to call her saying that she is his emergency contact and he has several venereal diseases. I'm calling from a doctor. And I'm not going to say I'm with a doctor. I'm not going to do any medical stuff. I think that's a bad idea, to get people all panicked. Like, "Hey, ma'am, you have AIDS." Yeah, let me just call her and not be a doctor here.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney.
Yes.
This is Roger from Verizon Wireless.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling about a problem on your account. It looks like you're over your limit for in-app purchases.
In-app purchases?
Yeah, you know, like when you go to an app on your phone and then you can make purchases. It looks like...
I've never done that.
Oh, do you have someone else that might have been using your phone? It says on here the account name is David...
Wait, what?
It says on here the account name is David Scruggs. Not your account, but the app you were using, the username is David Scruggs.
Do you happen to know, like, what app it was or anything like that?
I don't understand what this app does. It's some kind of a game called Bitcoin, and I think he purchased a bunch of Bitcoins. With just your account money. But yeah, we've had to shut off the app access for now. It's up to $7,000 on your account. Of these Bitcoins.
Like I owe $7,000? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what your phone bill is going to be this month with Verizon.
Are you lying to me?
Oh, no, of course not. No, no, it's just, you know, these in-app purchases, it's just it's a thing that you signed up for when you use the apps. You can purchase things in the apps. Like, if you're playing Simpsons, you can buy donuts for real money.
Okay.
Yeah, but this isn't donuts. I don't know what this game is. It's some game called Bitcoin. I don't understand what Bitcoins are.
I don't have that on my phone.
Oh. Is it possible maybe David cloned your phone and is using the app on his cloned phone? So we've heard of that happening.
No.
Oh, it's, okay. I don't know. It's got his username on here. So if you don't know him, I don't know. Maybe it's a hacker.
Maybe.
That'd be my guess. Probably hackers.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to run some malware shit on there, I guess. You know, remove the malware from your phone.
Okay.
That'd be the best bet.
Okay.
But in the meantime, though, we just need to send that $7,000 in when you get the bill.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Roger from Verizon Wireless.
Mm-hmm. And where are you calling me from, Roger?
I'm from the call center in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying like that for? Well, like I'm full of shit. I don't appreciate the attitude.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I'm sorry, but I do think that you're full of shit.
Why would you say that?
Because I don't understand how you build up $7,000 worth of donuts.
Do you know what? No, I didn't say donuts. I was using that as an example for the Simpsons game. Because I happen to be addicted to that personally.
Oh.
No, he's using some app called Bitcoin. It's it looks like Candy Crush or something.
Mm-hmm.
Only it's called Bitcoin, and he apparently in this app it looks like he has no skills, so he just buys his way to the winnings.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a real idiot. Whoever this David guy is.
Yeah, he is an idiot.
Yeah. Whoever he is, you should probably just remove him from your life because he's not going anywhere.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for using Verizon. Have a blessed day.
Thanks. You too, Roger.
Yep, all right. This is where you hang up. Hang up the goddamn phone. Try not to do any in-app purchases on your way to hanging up.
I'll do my best. No more donuts.
All right, hang up. I didn't say donuts! God damn it.
For the record.
No, I was using that as an example. I clearly told you he was buying bitcoins.
Okay, who are you really?
All right, I gotta call more people, more deadbeats. All right, bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Well, I don't think I ruined that relationship. Whoever you are, submitter, maybe I should have done the venereal disease. That probably would have been better. I fucked it up, though. I did bitcoins. Bitcoins instead of venereal diseases. That's what I always say. This show is over. It was going to be longer, but thanks to Andrew Christensen, the sponsor of today's show, it's not going to be as long. Thanks for nothing, Andrew. Before I go, I've got this email from my cousin, Baogrel. He's the one that got me to do the custom cakes a few shows ago. Cousin Baogrel is fully responsible for Lee ordering a cake from Safeway that says, "Shut your kids the fuck up," or whatever he wrote. And for Palindrome trying to trick me with a fake cake. Cousin Baogrel wrote me an email, though. He says, "Thanks again for the custom cakes prank. I peed, metaphorically." And he wishes to reiterate his suggestion that I end the Snowplow Show by saying what you've learned. It would be a nice throwback to the phone show to help persuade listeners that you're an innovative, techno-social commentator, and definitely not a malicious sociopath. I know the truth, no matter what you do. He says that his wife called their local Hy-Vees in an effort to claim the infamous Henderson file fax cake, but the number that he gave me for Hy-Vees, when I called that one, it didn't work out. Like, the prank sucked. It wasn't funny. So I got the number to other Hy-Vees around his state and called other Hy-Vees and a Dairy Queen. Cousin Baogrel hopes to be a monetary contributor soon and not just a moocher, because he really wants one of those ID cards or a PLA coin. You know, you can get those without being a contributor. You just ask me nicely. Well, maybe not for the coin, because I'm going to be out of coins soon. If anyone wants coins, they better buy them quick. limited edition, motherfuckers. Cousin Bea Grill also wants to know if I've ever considered doing a special tech show episode where I give details about the hardware, software, and methods you use to make the show without giving away trade secrets or incriminating myself. Incriminating myself for what? I don't do anything illegal. I'm just an asshole. I just lie to people a lot. It's not illegal to lie to people, right? Incidentally, I did confess that we hijacked those movie theater phone lines earlier. So that's kind of a trade secret. Well, it's not really a trade secret. I didn't tell how we did it. Basically, we called up the phone company and we're like, hey, I'm the movie theater manager. Our phones are broken. Forward them to the PLA voice bridge until we get this fixed. It was really easy back then. It probably still is. But I don't do things like that anymore because that is pretty illegal. Hopefully the statute of limitations has expired on that sort of thing. I can't steal the what did you learn today, though, from The Art of Phone Larking with Jayad. That's his thing. That's not my thing. Maybe just for this one show, though. So here, let me cue up the sad, lost music. And what did we learn today? I don't know about you guys. I mean, it's not like this is a live show. I can't take things from the chat room like Jayad does. But me, personally, I learned that landlords are completely fine with big water reservoirs in a tenant's apartment. It's changing the lock that they get upset about. Tell them you change the lock and they just flip out and come over. And then they get all angry when you call them on their cell phone. And also, they don't appreciate my gifts. Nobody appreciates my gifts. Landlords don't appreciate the gift that I give them. The gift of a day off, basically. And you people on YouTube, you don't appreciate my gifts to old people. Making phone calls to old people so they're not lonely. And so they live longer. Don't appreciate my gift of life. On today's show, we've also learned that prank calls completely cure post-traumatic stress disorder. So if you know somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder, please tell them about the Snowplow Show. Tell them to completely stop taking their medications and just listen to the Snowplow Show instead. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend listening to the Snowplow Show instead of taking your post-traumatic stress disorder medications. Also, to all of you new post-traumatic stress disorder listeners, I would like to encourage you to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. And all of that money that you used to spend on medication for your post-traumatic stress disorder, you now should give all of that money to the Phone Losers of America. Or just half of it. I don't want to be greedy. Just half of it, okay? Everyone's a winner when you do that. Today we've also learned that bitcoins are better than venereal diseases. That's a good thing to know. Everyone keep that in mind. Bitcoins, greater than sign, venereal diseases. And of course we all learned that if your brother runs a hair salon and you want to help out his business on Yelp with a gushing review and photos, 4 stars is probably enough. There's no need to overdo it. Make it look real. Just give 4 stars. Finally, on today's show, last but not least, we are about to learn something. We are about to learn that a guy named Josh Trafenchik made a new PLA song. And I'm going to play it right now. We're going to end the show with a PLA song. This song is, as far as I can tell, it's called PLA on PCN. And everyone should enjoy this. Thanks, Josh, for making this song.
Oh, really? What are you going to tell her, you fucking sick bastard?
It's none of your business. It's between me and her.
Oh, it's none of my business? All of a sudden now it's my daughter and it's none of my business?
Well, I mean, I just assumed you wouldn't care since you've let her grow up to be a whore.
PLA on PCN. 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 PLA on PCN.
Yo, RBC be the illest.
Yeah.
PLA be the realest.
All day.
Take my car in for repairs. Don't give my number to the dealers.
No.
His words are will be calling. My fourth square, he stays stalking. On the treadmill, I be walking. He called it Jimmy, turn the fuse box off, and then I fall. He called it social engineering, then I call it interference. He calls with an area code, and I think I know he must be near him. I get scared, and I call the cops like a rich person in Cali with a historic wall that needs a power wash. Get mail from down the street. Call him up and let him hear me eat it when I tear it up into pieces. Next time you'll see it's in pieces. You're not safe if you order pieces. Better tip, better or soaked in peace. Call 7-Eleven, hi, I'm from Visa. I need you to shut your machine off. 5 minutes later, hi, I'm from Corfree. Go to the back room where you store shit. Find a gray box, got a number if you push it. Get disconnected if you have a cordless. Oh, Lord, you can't take more of this. Shut your fuck up, shut ahead, an abortion. All the noise background causing the distortion. It's all the life, it's your misfortune. PLA on PCN. 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 Yeah. RBCP.
Get it.
Give me a Four Loko. Calling. Call some people.
You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy, or what's going on here?